Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are going to present 11 baritone sax players. The baritone, along with other saxophones, was invented by Belgian instrument maker Adolphe Sax in 1846. It is larger and lower pitched than the tenor sax. Most baritone saxophonists play in the reed section of big bands, but some reach the status as frontline instrumentalists. Needless to say, there are far fewer baritonists than tenor and alto sax players. Let's begin with Sahib Shihab, born Edward Gregory in 1925 in Savannah, Georgia. You'll hear Shihab on Sunday through Saturday blues, Hank Jones on piano, Phil Woods alto, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Probably the most famous of all jazz baritone players is Jerry Mulligan, born in Queens, New York in 1927. Here's Mulligan backing up Cleo Lane in 1991 on Walkin' Shoes, a Mulligan composition. Next, Jack Nimitz, born in Washington, D.C. in 1930, and Adam Schroeder, from Sioux City, Iowa, 1978, teamed up and recorded Dizzy Gillespie's Groovin' High in 2007. Thank you.
Working overtime. Now he's gone and I'm alone. and my telephone. I'm hoping he will change his views. I've got the blues on account of his walking shoes. We'll be right back.
We are digging on the baritone saxophone on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Ronnie Cuber hails from Brooklyn, New York, born 1941. From Cuber's The Scene is Clean album of 1994, you'll hear Mazombo. Pepper Adams had a huge career in jazz, born in Detroit in 1930. Here's Pepper Adams in 1956 from his Jazz Men Detroit album, doing Tom's Thumb. Tommy Flanagan on piano, Kenny Burrell guitar, Paul Chambers bass, and Kenny Clark on drums.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Exploring the baritone sax on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Cecil Payne was born in Brooklyn in 1922. From Payne's 1956 albums, Patterns of Jazz, you'll hear Chessman's Delight, with Duke Jordan on piano, Kenny Dorham trumpet, Tommy Potter bass, and Art Taylor on drums. The next two baritonists to be presented both had short careers due to their drug abuse problems. Leo Parker was born in Washington, D.C. in 1925 and died at 36. Here's Jumpin' Leo from Parker's Rollin' with Leo album of 1961. Serge Chelloff hailed from Boston, born in 1923 and died at 33. With Sonny Clark on piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums, from the 1956 album Blue Serge, you'll hear I've Got the World on a String.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's begin this last set of baritone sax players on today's Dr. Jazz Hour with Gary Smolian, born in Bethpage, New York in 1956. In 1991, Smolian recorded a tribute album to Pepper Adams with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Ray Drummond bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. You'll hear Boss Allegro. Our last baritonist of the day is Nick Brignola, who hailed from Troy, New York, born 1936. From Brignola's Flight of the Eagle album of 1996, with Kenny Barron on piano, Rufus Reed bass, and Victor Lewis on drums, you'll hear Diz.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.